144, the column on the right in the middle. Katonti Mikola MS. This is Yaakov Avinu was saying to Hashem. He feels that he is too small for all the good things that Hashem has done for him. It goes, it's plus a good olive. Katonti Mikol HaFasadi Mikol HaEmetz. Yaakov Avinu said, I am too small for all the kindness and all the truth. I share a thesis of death that you did with your servant. Kiva Makli of RTSA Yardena said, with my staff I have crossed over this Yarden. Yato Hayisi Mishme Mahanos, and now I have become two kings. Mishme Rabbi Me Lublin, Allah Vishalom, he says, firstly, in the name of the Chose of Lublin, Kigam Masha Ani Katon Ba'atzmi. He said, this very fact that I am small, on page 144, about it. See that time, Lucy? Yes. 144, middle column. Right column in the middle. Kigama sha'ani katon ba'atzmi. The fact that I am small, myself, you're referring to, let's say, humble. That also comes from the kindness and the truth of God. That's a very beautiful thing. So that's a quick little insight from the Chosen. Instead of saying, I am too small or I am not worthy for all your kindness and truth, he's saying, Katonti. The reason I have become small or humble is also due to your kindness and your truth. Katonti, where does that come from? Bikol HaFasadi. That comes from you as well. Very beautiful word. V'yishlom arod, and then he says, additionally, we could say, gam lepirish katonti kipshuta. Looking at the explanation of katonti according to its pshat, which is to say, Yaakov does not feel worthy when I have Hashem's kindness. Sha'af shehirgish yira ba'atzma shohaya b'makam sakana. That even though Yaakov felt fear in himself because he was in a dangerous place, he was about to confront Esau, he felt that fear. Afal pike, nonetheless, nishazeg be'emudasa, he strengthened himself in his faith in God. Lo'amar sheyodeya shagam hayarida hulatoba. He said, I know that even this yarida, even the fact that I have descended, I've gone into a place of fear, that this also is for the good. And this too comes from the kindness and the truth that the Creator has done for him. So he says, Katonti, I don't feel worthy of this. I feel small before I'm about to confront Esav. You know why? Because you're good to me. The fact that I have gone into what seemingly is a lower place, a place of fear, it's because you, Hashem Yisborach, know what's best for me, and that also, that I'm feeling fear and small, that also is because you're kind to me and you know what's going to do me all the best. Also beautiful thought. Just two different insights into Katonti in that. Ruharaya, and what is the proof for this? Kiva Makli Avarti, he says, because I have crossed over this river with my staff. Meaning, being that God did this good thing for Yaakov, that he helped him cross over the river, you see that when one descends, it is not for a definite, it is not for an indefinite, rather, amount of time. It doesn't mean to say that that's one, where one will always remain. One's down and will remain down. No. Ki hafochi machsa. I don't know what the Lama Lama there is. I don't know what the relation is. But it means to say that you can reverse as well my condition. Therefore he has trust in God that it is for the good. So if a person finds himself in a low place and say, well, I'm here, but this is not indefinite, and just as I'm here, Hashem will raise me in due time as well. So there are a couple of Nice about contempt.
I remember in the past him quoting Hosea.
This is the first time I believe that he said something from the Hosea.
Yeah.
And it's kind of unusual really that it's only that many, because his grandfather, the Rim, was the Talmud of many people who learned by the Hosea. The Plutzker and that whole school, they were all by the Hosea.
Yeah, it's the first time
so
I remember his name.
I think that just kind of unusual that we don't see him more in his facets. I think the Rim himself is like the Hosea. If I'm not mistaken. Okay, let's take a look at, also on that same page, 144 on the bottom, very bottom of the left column. Have your pen for a little while, maybe. Old Pirish Katonti Mikol HaChasadim Mikol HaEmes wants to give another explanation of that pasuk Katonti. Well, just by the way, there's a very important Ramban here as well, which other Mepharshim followed his lead. Why does Yaakov feel, if Hashem has promised him earlier that he was going to be with him, remember when he ran away from his home to go to the house of Laban, Hashem told Yaakov that he was going to be with him all the way through. So it seems to be that Yaakov's fear is counter to what he was already promised by Hashem. So the Ramban here says that Yaakov was concerned that his own merit had been diminished. That the guarantee, the promise that Hashem made him was based on a certain amount of merit. And perhaps if his merits had now been diminished, he was no longer worthy of what he was told before. How are you doing, Helen?
Alright.
We're 144 on the very bottom, just starting the top of 145. We learned this one on the right column. Here's the case when we read that one on the right column. Hu ha-mochin v'hadah sheva'odem she'in rabi me'halavush shehu gufa'adem. What does this mean, I am too small? He says this refers to the power of a person's intelligence and knowledge, which are much greater and more vast than the cloak or the container which holds them, which is our body. Saying, Katonti, I'm too small to hold all the good things you've done for me, for the knowledge and for the intelligence that you've given me. My body, my physical being, is too limited to hold on to all that stuff. It's too small. The power of the intelligence is so much greater than my body. To explain this, Afima Shakasu Chazal, the Chacham said, "Tzeve rutz katsvi." A person should run like a deer. Right, so it says rutz katsvi, gibor, kari, etc. Hal kamesher, light as an eagle, lasos for some of the Shabbat Shemayim, to do the will of Hashem. So he quotes this one. Perkei Avos. Yeah, I think it's toward the end of Perek Gimel. Pirish al pi masher kasu al pi or al pirish tzvi. What does this mean? He says we can say on what we have said the word tzvi. He lechol haaretzas. Tzvi he lechol haaretzas. This refers to the land of Israel. Says which they say it is a deer. It is called a deer. Taken in respect to all the other lands. The land of Israel is called Eretz Tzvi, land of the deer. So what is the meaning of that? Ma Tzvi Oro. Eretz Tzvi, I think, is from the Navi, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know where, but I believe it's actually a blessing. And some say it's from the word to want, Tzavi, to desire, is a desire, the land which one desires. It says, Matzvi, Oro Eno Masik Besoro. It says, just as the deer, its flesh, meaning its hide does not contain its flesh. I don't know what that means. Its hide does not contain its meat.
Maybe the skin
spills out, maybe.
The skin is separate from the actual.
Doesn't
stick to the outer part.
Last time you
went hunting.
What did
you do last time you went hunting?
Okay. I also don't know the rest of this quote. I'm sorry about that. It says, so Eretz Yisrael, blank. I don't know what that is. Ken hu bo'odam asher Hashem yisborach nofach bo ruach ha'i. It says, likewise, so it is with the human being, that Hashem Yisborach blew into us the spirit of life, v'hanefesh v'haguf hei mitzamtzimim haruach shelo yuchal lehispashe. He says, our nefesh, our lower soul, and our guf, our body, they confine our ruach, our spirit. It's not able to expand as it really could. Kim lokeim. Because if it were not so that the body contained the neshama and actually confined it, Hayaola Lisharasha, the neshama would just rise to its source. It would just go straight up to Shemayim. Merov Teshukas Ololaha Ilas Kola Ilas. Because of the overwhelming desire that the Olo, that means that which has been produced, desires its source, the source of all things, God. They use that example with the flame, which the neshama is compared to that a fire always surges upward. By its nature, it just surges upward, which is held down by the wick. So the neshama also, its natural surge is upward toward its source. And the only reason it just doesn't take off is because the body holds it back. Now the Ramchal says this very elaborately in the Derech Hashem in the beginning. And he says there that the truth is that when the neshama just enters the body, it should totally overwhelm and overtake the goop. It's so much more powerful than the body. Everything should just totally change. But it doesn't because of a gezeira from Hashem. Hashem decrees on it that it cannot do that while it's here in this world. Not only that, Yusatra says, is that for each mitzvah that we do, that should also totally transform the body. One mitzvah, the koach is so great that our neshama should overwhelm and overcome the body based on the koach of that one mitzvah, but it also does it because of Hashem's decree to hold that power in and reserve it for Olam Haba. So that's the concept he's referring to here, that the body holds the soul down, confines it. It doesn't mean that the kedusha of the soul is not actualized. It means it's not actualized here in Olam Hazeh. And the body continues to hold it so we can function in this material world that we live in.
The death of that soul is free, probably?
Yes. Misa is the extraction of the neshama from the guf, and it then begins to expand.
Is that immediately, or does it still have some attachment to those?
There's still some attachment, during Shiva, during Shloshim, during the year. There's a certain part of the neshama that we would say it hovers here. But practically speaking, the neshama has gone up to Shemayim at that point. Right.
And where does sleep come in?
During sleep, a good portion of the neshama goes up to Shemayim, up till the last, its lowest chelek, except that the bottom chelek of the neshama still remains, and that's what gives the person
life. What happens when you sleep through me?
Well, usually it's 1/60th of death, right? You sleep through many, maybe it's 1/40th. It gets a little more dangerous. That's getting real risky.
Well, if it gets a little risky, then we probably have an obligation to help somebody that's sleeping through maybe.
That's right, wake them up.
We probably have an obligation to help them out.
It would be... call somebody, you have a head to come off the net.
You're going to stay away from that.
I know, usually when I call in the morning, their wives don't seem to feel that way.
That's right.
It's because I've met fish to call. Actually, the truth is, they're always very interesting. Okay. Amnam emes hadover. However, he says, the truth is, sha'al yidei zeh hama'aser shahaguf ein maniach laharuach lehispashet perahui. He says, through this bind, right, the ma'aser means that it's actually like the word usher, it's bound, it's confined, that the body is not permitting the ruach, our spirit, to expand as it could. Al yidei zeh od netosaf koach lahatishuka. This only serves to increase the longing of the soul. The soul wants to go back to Hashem, and when it feels tied down, it even wants more to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really the bond or the hold that it has on it increases its cheshek. Ad shebekocho lahamshich ma'at ma'at gamez halavush, until ultimately, little by little, the neshama has the power to bring the body along with it, which is basically the experience of Olam Haba, where the guf follows the neshama. Ad shebesof ola l'sharasha, until ultimately the person does go up to their source at their return to Hashem. Umistalek hatzadik b'tashlu ma'asav, and the tzadik departs this world with the completion of their acts. So slowly, but it's another view of the world. Instead of saying that the body finally, you know, death overcomes, he's saying that really the neshama finally wins out, and it gets to take the body along with it up to Shemayim. Of course, you have the temporary separation of Misa, when the body is in the grave and the Neshama is in Shemayim, but ultimately they return for Tchias and Mason together.
But we have so many things here we say that give you longer life in this world. What a struggle that must be. So by the very nature of doing the mitzvah completely, the Neshama has to play a part of that. It actually is extending its agony of being, its slowdown of being down here in this world.
But not really, because we need the mitzvahs here in order, in Olam Haba, to be able to obtain that. So it's like a non-win situation, what we're saying here.
It's win-win.
Right.
Win-win.
That's true. It's a win-win situation.
And the Neshama's koach, its cheshek is increased, and a person sharing Olam Haba is also increased because of it spending more time.
Right up the whole then really wouldn't need an attraction.
Right. That's right.
And the longer it stays here, the more it wants to leave and go back. But once it gets there, it's like effort almost run. You can't do mitzvahs all about that. So, you know, unless it does get the maximum amount of mitzvahs by lengthening it stays here,
and of course, Hashem is the ultimate authority over that, because some great tzaddikim have died at a very early age. There are problems out there, result many, many people, whereas others were ma'arich yamim and lived long, long lives. So we can't always say that the time spent here increases one's chelek, because that's all given out by Hashem. But whatever amount of time it is, Hashem has given here, this process occurs.
Well,
you do as much as you like. They did in their 40 years. They did.
There was a quote that I was reading about the, I think it was about the rim. They were talking about the rim. They were saying that he lived a long amount of days. I forget the Hebrew term, right? A long amount of days. And then somebody said, well, not really. He died when he was, it ended up being 56 years old. But they said, well, in the fullness of his days, he didn't live a long amount of years, but a long amount of days he did. because of the fullness and how he used his days completely in the service of God.
Just a different thought on this whole idea of Kli being too small for our intelligence or our neshama. I was learning this morning with Yaakov, learning what's the significance of the jars.
Oh, that Yaakov is returning to us?
Yeah, and one thing to Kli. Kli says that tzaddik's possessions are more important than the body. We're having trouble understanding that. We didn't come to understand it, but maybe it could be that, you know, his body's not big enough for what he needs. We need to come back for these additional vessels that actually houses the shadows.
Contain himself. That's an interesting thing, because there is an idea that we are very much related to the property and possession that we own. Because that's what we do our avodas Hashem for. Not just our body, but our homes and our possessions. We're using all of them in our abode. There's a spiritual kesher between us and the things that we know. We're giving them an idea. That's a nice idea.
So when I'm doing a business deal, that's an extension.
If it's done in the right way, that's
very
absolutely
beautiful.
True.
The things we do
absolutely
for
true.
Work. You know?
Right.
You don't pay.
That's why I whispered that.
Then he says, "Vezer Rutz Katzvi." This is the pshat in Rutz Katzvi. We usually think of a person as speedy as a deer, because it's more than that. Sha'al yidei sha'oro eino machzik, because its hide cannot contain it. Lachain Rutz bekoach yoser lemerachok. It therefore runs faster. I can't get the physical reality, but apparently the way its body is in relationship to its high that causes it to run faster. Something like that, yeah. This is therefore the foundation in the avoda of a human being is teshuka, it's our desire. That's our motivating force. Our desire to be close to God is ultimately what motivates us. What is the work in the heart? That's davening. Hainu hishtokukus hislahavus halev, tamid, lihistavik bo Yisrael. What is this hard work? He says it's the development of the desire and the fire of the heart to perpetually cling to God, to be close to God. Hu ikur ha'avod, the development of that which we are able to do during tefillah, that is the ikur of avodah. Ki la'olam ein menucha lahatsari kaisher mitakein ma'ad ha'gum. Is because we know that tzaddik does never rests. If he's mesakein a little bit of his body, in other words, we do ma'asim tov, we do mitzvahs with our body. Oz hadas misraba biyoser. Then our knowledge, our mind, becomes more expanded. V'lachen yesh tamid hatishuka. So the desire becomes greater. V'karev halavush lahapnimius, to bring close the levush, the body, to its inside, which is its soul. This is a pshat of katanti. Shehaguf hamabush, my body, the cloak of my soul. Katan mehachil es hamochin, it's too small from holding on to the mochin, to the power of insight. Hachasani vihoemes, shehasitho es avdecha, all these good things you have done with me. Could we mesakein the goof a little bit, and then we get an inspiration of moach, of intelligence, of knowledge, of insight. With that inspiration, we feel like we want to be closer to Hashem, but once again, our body feels like it's tying us down. So we do more ma'asim tov, which again expands us, etc., etc. V'lochein hatzileni la. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, therefore, save me. Ki bevadai kishagam haguf yihya nitkan k'ra'ui, kamo sheyihya la'asid, oz ein yira misitra achra klal. So certainly in the future, when the body is entirely rectified and perfected, as is appropriate, then we will not have to fear the Sitcharah or the Yetzer Hara at that time. The body will have no deficiency, even the body will be shalom. Rak al yidei zeh sheba'olam hazeh aguf sorech tikun. However, since here in Olam Hazeh, where our body does have shortcomings and it needs to be fixed up and we're susceptible there, So while I'm here, please save me. Let me take care of my body properly to let me do ma'asim tovim to create the hishtokukus, the expansion of my neshama, desire for closeness to Hashem. Very, very good. A lot of thought. What's that?
My father's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. By Yavek Yish Imo. And the pasuk that Yaakov wrestled with the man, referring to the Malach of Esau. What's the lesson of Yavek? Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Shehe'alu Avak, they raised the dust through their struggle, Ad Kisei HaKavod, up until the very throne of Hashem's honor. You have that image, you know, of smoke, you know, that goes up. So this really went up a long
way. This was a real battle.
This was a real battle. The dust went up real high. Akisei HaKavod. Bir Ha'inyan. What does this mean? Ki kol ha'umos nimshuch lohem shefa. All nations, their sustenance, their life, it comes al yidei ha'sorim l'mala, through the malach which is over them. And we know each nation has a malach. And that was what Yaakov was struggling with, was the Tsar Shalesim. Ubnei Yisrael, chelak Hashem amo. However, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem is our portion. Literally, it means Hashem's portion is His people. But that's to say that our hashkocha is through directly from Hashem. It's not that we are supervised by a malach. But we have malachim to protect us, Rafael, Gabriel, Rafael, etc. But as far as the hashkocha pratis, that comes from God. The Nimsa, so therefore we find Ki Yaakov Avinu Tzoreh Lihiyos Lo Aliyah Al Hasorim Ha'ayon. Yaakov Avinu ultimately rises over and above the heavenly angels that represent each nation. Because a Malach goes only so far, whereas if we're going all the way up to a relationship with Hashem, our source remains higher. So our avoda then is to get up there where we belong. The Zehaya HaMelchama, he says, this was the battle between Yaakov and the Malach. Liroz Kol Echor Ad Kama Kofa Magia, each one was trying to show how much strength it had, how far its strength went. Well, that's interesting because in an actual, in a physical battle, you know, in a boxing match or a wrestling match, that's ultimately that they're trying to prove who is the best. How far does your abilities go in this match? He says, in this match it was spiritual. That the conflict was to show how high their spiritual koach rose. What was the source of that? The Zesha Kasu Begilion Rashi, he says, this is written in a Gilion, it's notes on Rashi. Vayeyavek, what does it mean, Vayeyavek? Lashon. It's either Avika or Aveka. And I think that means a flame. I'm not positive. I think that means a flame. Kamosha Kasa the Midrash, as the Midrash writes, Minda at Matchali Anakule Esh. Now, I don't know the Midrash here, so I don't know who's saying it, but they're saying this: from this you are afraid of me, I am entirely fire. Now, I don't know if this is a Malach saying to Yaakov, he should be afraid of him because he's Kulo Esh, he's an angel, he's fire, or if this is Yaakov saying to the Malach, I don't know who's saying it. But the idea here is that this is their conflict here. You should fear me because I am Kulo Fire. This is how far my Koach goes. Pardon me? Fear. Like the word Dechilu Yerchimu, fear and love. Ki be'emes odem hasholem lamala min hamalach rak im hu ishemes. He said the truth is that a person who is completed and whole, he is above a malach, but only if he is an ishemes, only if he is an honest person. Right? If he is not an ishemes, then the malach can have shvita over him. So Yaakov, of course, who is hulo emes, the ishemes, he rises above. L'chein Yaakov sh'ne'amar bo titen emes li'Yaakov. Yaakov, about who the pasuk in the Torah says, place emes, give forth emes to Yaakov. Nis'ala min ha'malach b'polo mamish. That he actually, in reality, rose higher than the malach. And that's what it means, that the dust rose to the kisei ha'kavod. That's the source of where Yaakov Avinu's neshama comes from. For the neshama b'nei Yisrael derives from the kisei ha'kavod, we learn. It went all the way up there. He showed where his source was, and that was because he was an Ishem. They would do his bidding.
So Esau got him back. He said, I got him a lot of my bidding.
I got a big one of my own.
That's right.
I mean, Esau had one to fight, not to send messages. But still, Yaakov was able to contest that.
Look at that. I saw an interesting thing. I forgot if it was in the Bala Turim or the Das Akin, the Bala Tosis, one of the portion there, the Bras Kedoshim. He said, he pointed out that when Yaakov sent the Malachim to Esav, he told them to call Esav Adoni, my master. And he said that that was an error on Yaakov's part, because the Brachos from Yitzchak had already said, Haravya Avod Soir, that the older one will be subjugated to the younger. Esav would be the subject of Yaakov. So when Yaakov called him Adoni, he was acting against the brachos of Yitzchak. He was the master, not Esav.
He doesn't say unless he doesn't do his
first. Right, then it switches around. So I guess the assumption is that Yaakov was all right.
But,
or else he was feeling that he wasn't. That's a nice answer. He was feeling that way. As he says, Katon Tim Yipal HaFasad. This is a very nice answer. Yes, sir.
I've also seen it said, I forget if it was by came upon because it's called
Adam. Now he says also, the same Perush says, if you count the number of times Yaakov called Esav Adam, it was 8 times. And the result of that, the end of the Parsha, Hashem says, I will give Esav Malchus before you, because you called him Adoni. And there are 8 kings of Esav at the Torah list. And it says, these are the 8 kings of Esav who rose to power before there was a king in Israel. That's how the Torah states it. So that was because Yaakov said Adoni 8 times. So Hashem says, okay, he's going to have 8 kings before you have one. I like what you said, that. I think it's